بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had mentioned the ruling with regard to a person making a bequest. That when a person passes away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us leeway or given us permission to decide what happens to one third of our estate. And this is of course after burial expenses, after any deaths, etc. Then one third of what remains after that, a person has the right to decide what happens to this wealth, who should it go to. Provided he does not make a bequest for an heir, then any other type of wasiyat, any other type of bequest that a person makes within one third will be accepted. And the guideline Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given is that a person should appoint at least two witnesses, two upright people who will witness this bequest being made, so that after the demise of the person, there can be no dispute, no arguments. These two people will come forward and they will testify that this individual had made this bequest and he wished for this to happen, etc. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that if the family of the deceased have some doubt and they are unsure whether these two individuals are speaking the truth regarding the deceased person, then تَحْبِسُونَهُمَا مِن بَعْدِ الصَّلَاةِ. They will detain these two people in public. They will ask them to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to swear by Allah that our testimony is not for sale and that we are truthful in what we are saying. This person did indeed make this bequest. And like this will then be proven and the bequest will be fulfilled. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions that فَإِنْ عُثِرَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مَسْتَحَقَّ إِثْمًا. If it is discovered, if it is realized that these two individuals, those who had come forward, that they are deserving of sin. In other words, they have lied, they have falsified their testimony. And the person did not, in fact, make any bequest, but they are coming forward and they are saying this in order to get something from the estate. So what recourse do the family members have? فَآخَرَانِ يَقُومَانِ مَقَامَهُمَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمْ الْأَوْلَيَانِ. Allah says two individuals or two people who have a right in the estate. In other words, two family members, two heirs, who are al-awlayan, who are most worthy of speaking in matters regarding this person's estate. They will come forward, فَيُقْسِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ, and they will now swear by Allah that لَشَهَادَتُنَا أَحَقُّ مِنْ شَهَادَتِهِمَا, that our testimony is more worthy, more rightful than their testimony. وَمَا اعْتَدَيْنَا إِنَّا إِذًا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, and we have not transgressed. If we do so, if we are lying, then we will be from those who are committing an act of oppression. So two heirs or two family members will come forward. They will now take the name of Allah and say that we are unaware of our family member having made any bequest. And these two people do not want to take the name of Allah. They are lying in their testimony. And when this happens, now the Qadi, the Muslim, the judge, he will now pass in favor of the family members. In other words, the testimony of the first two people will be rejected because they have failed to take the name of Allah. And the testimony of the family members will now be admitted and they will win the case and the bequest will not be fulfilled. Now Allah mentions, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِالشَّهَادَةِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهَا. This entire ruling is more conducive to ensuring that they give testimony correctly. أَوْ يَخَافُوا أَن تُرَدَّ أَيْمَانٌ بَعْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, or at least that the original two people fear that the testimony of others may be admitted after their testimony. So they have this worry, this concern, that if we are going to come forward and lie, then we are going to be made to take the name of Allah, and the family members do have some recourse. So because of this, they will be reluctant to falsify and to lie in their testimony, and they will only speak and only testify if it is the truth. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْمَعُوا. Then Allah says, adopt taqwa. Be conscious of Allah and listen carefully. In other words, pay special attention to this ruling. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah does not guide that group of people who are transgressors, who break the commands of Allah. So as we had mentioned previously as well, this is a very, very important aspect of our deen when it comes to a person ensuring that all of his affairs are in order. Before we leave this world, one is, we mentioned before also, that ownership of the items within the home has to be clearly defined. Who owns the car? Who owns the home? The property may be on the wife's name, but it belongs to the husband, etc. The household items, furniture, bank accounts, all of these things have to be clearly defined. Does it belong to the children? Does it belong to the husband, to the wife? And thereafter that a person ensures that he has a valid and an updated shari'i will. That his will is valid, is up to date, he has everything recorded in there. If perhaps we have any qadha, salahs, any fast in the month of Ramadan, any outstanding zakat, etc., then this also must be recorded. Up to 1/3 of our estate, we have the opportunity to make bequests. So this can also be fulfilled from here. A person has a few years of qadha, salah, zakat, etc. So from 1/3 of what he leaves behind, he can make a bequest, and this can be paid from here. Then any other charitable works that he wishes to do, he wants to give money to some organization, build a borehole, dig a well, whatever it may be. Again, up to 1/3, a person can make these decisions. But this has to be clear. There must be witnesses that that will needs to be signed. And family members should be made aware before our demise that this is what I want and this will is valid. And this will prevent any disputes, any arguments, any conflict breaking out. And like this, we ensure that family ties are maintained after a person leaves this world. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.